Proverbs 23. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put thy knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to the appetite. Be not desirous of his dainty meats, for it is a deceivable meat. Travail not too much to be rich, but cease from thy wisdom. Wilt thou cast thine eyes upon it, which is nothing? For riches taketh her to her wings, as an eagle, and flieth into the heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meats. For as though he thought in his heart, so will he say unto thee, eat and drink, but his heart is not with thee. Thou shalt vomit thy morsel that thou hast eaten, and thou shalt lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the ancient bounds, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For he that redeemeth them is mighty, he will defend their cause against thee. Apply thine heart to instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child. If thou smite him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt smite him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, and I also. And my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak righteous things. Let not thine heart be envious against sinners, but let it be in the fear of the Lord continually. For surely there is an end, and thy hope shall not be cut off. O thou, my son, hear and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Keep not company with drunkards, nor with gluttons. For the drunkard and the glutton shall be poor, and the sleeper shall be clothed with rags. Obey thy father that hath begotten thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, but sell it not. Likewise wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that beareth thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes delight in my ways. For a whore is as a deep ditch, and a strange woman is as narrow as a pit. Also she lieth in wait as for a prey, and she increaseth the transgressors among men. To whom is woe? To whom is sorrow? To whom is strife? To whom is murmuring? To whom are wounds without cause? And to whom is the redness of the eyes? Even to them that tarry long at the wine, to them that go and seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, and when it showeth his color in the cup, or goeth down pleasantly. In the end thereof it will bite like a serpent, and hurt like a cockatrice. Thine eyes shall look upon strange women, and thine heart shall speak lewd things. And thou shalt be as one that sleepeth in the midst of the sea, and as he that sleepeth in the top of the mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, but I was not sick. They have beaten me, but I knew not. When I awoke, therefore, I will seek it yet still. God bless and carry on.